Okay, so we're in Tavchav Beis, Zev Aleph. We saw yesterday that if you forget Yalav Yavo, and you realize before you've said Modim, so then you should say it where you are. But if you've already said Modim, then you need to go back to Ritzei. So one interesting point that's brought in the Dirshu, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that, let's say you made a mistake, and you didn't go back to Ritzei. You thought that you're in the middle of Modim, and you realize, oh, I didn't say Yalav Yavo, so you think that, oh, I need to say Yalav Yavo now, and you say it where you are, and then you finish one Esrei, and you realize, oh, I was supposed to go back to Ritzei, I didn't follow the halacha appropriately, you'd actually need to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, because you made that mistake, which is obviously annoying to do, but if that's what the halacha is, then that's what the halacha is. All right, Sif Beis. V'korim Hallel B'dilug. We say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, but we don't say a full Hallel. Bein Yachid Bein B'tzibur. Whether you say it by yourself or you say it with the Tzibur, you don't say a full Hallel. V'yeshom Shad Tzibur V'archan Alev B'tchila Likro Es HaHallel. Some say that when you say Hallel with the Tzibur, you say Likro Es HaHallel. U'basov Yehalucha V'yachid Enu V'arich Alev. That only when it's B'tzibur do you make a bracha on it. But when you say Hallel by yourself, you would not make a bracha on it. Some say that even when it's with tzibur, you don't make a bracha. Why would you make a bracha or not make a bracha? The Mishnah Berurah says, the Machlokas is based on that our saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag, that you really only need to say Hallel on a day when there's an Isser Malacha, such as a Yontif or something like that. Our saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only because that was a minhag avoseinu. So based on the minhag, we continue to say the Hallel, but it's a machlokas whether you say a bracha on a minhag or not. So the Rambam who says that you don't make a bracha is because he holds you don't make a bracha on a minhag, and Tosfos who says you do make a bracha is because he holds there are many times where we do make a bracha on a minhag. So that's what we do, that we make a bracha on Hallel. There's a discussion regarding when you finish Shmona Esrei, Chazar Sashas, and then you're going to start Hallel, are you allowed to talk during that time? So the Das Torah says that you're not allowed to talk during that time period, but Moshe Feinstein says that Hallel and Tefillah are not ma'akev each other, and therefore you would be able to speak in between Shmona Esrei and Hallel if need be. So we saw that it's machlokas whether you should make a bracha or not. That we make a bracha even biyachad. It's best to say Hallel with the tzibur, since there is an opinion that says that you only make a bracha b'tzibur, it's better to say it b'tzibur. Some say that even if you're davening by yourself, you should say it with two other people, so you could do the Hodu Lashem Kitov Kiyom Chastel and have someone respond. But obviously, if there's no two people around, you can't create people out of nowhere, so you wouldn't be able to do that. But again, the Rama says that the best thing to do is to say it with the Tzibur to fulfill all the opinions. And therefore, if you find yourself in a situation where you daven Shmona Esrei, where you're not up to Hallel yet, you come to shul and the tzibur is up to Hallel, so you want to know, should I daven Shmona Esrei or should I daven Hallel? The answer is that you should daven Hallel with the tzibur so that you'll be able to say the bracha. So too, if you forget to say Yalav Yavon Shmona Esrei, and now you need to go back to the beginning. If you forget to say Hallel Shmona Esrei, it's fine. If you forget to say Hallel Shmona Esrei, if you forget to say Yalav Yavon Shmona Esrei, now you need to go back to the beginning. So, and the tzibur is up to Hallel, you should say Hallel with them, and then go back and say Shmona Esrei afterwards once again, because it's best to say Hallel along with the tzibur to fulfill all the opinions. Siv Gimel, b'ingin ha'psukim she'kofnum gov v'chim ba'psukim she'shaliach tzibur omer akala onen achrev kol makom kvim in hago. So we repeat certain psukim like Odcha, etc., based on what the minhag of the place is. Siv dal, ingin ha'psaka afilu be'emsa sho'al b'shalom adam shu'tzarech lino bo'kavun u'meshiv shalom b'chol adam av b'ingin achar lo yafsik. You're allowed to stop in the middle of Hallel in order to answer someone just like you are for Shema. But nowadays we don't paskin that way because we don't even answer b'mnei ha'yira or b'mnei ha'kavod in Kriya Shema. So for sure we wouldn't do it in Hallel either.